A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Text appears, a Netflix comedy special.
Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome to the stage my favorite comic, the Dark Queen, Adrian Iapolucci.
The title appears in pink letters. Adrian Iapolucci, the Dark Queen. A spotlight illuminates comedian Adrian standing with her back to a brick wall in a dimly lit pub. Adrian, a woman with long brown hair and glasses, smiles.
I'm not a good person. My best friend, she moved to Austin. She's not very good with money, so for her birthday, I gave her $200, and she spent it getting her shelter dog's DNA tested. I was like, I'd rather you had given that money to ISIS. Well, at least they would have blown up something with that. I was like, what did you think you're going to find out about your shelter dog? I'm pretty sure it's 100% nobody wanted it.
Adrian lifts her eyebrows.
No. I know. I also have a dog, and people are like, did you rescue it? I'm like, no, I paid for it because I wanted a cute one. Oh my God, she's so much cuter than your rescues. Our life matters so much more. Little Peggy Sue, she's so cute. She's a Boston Terrier pug, and she has brown fur and crystal green eyes, and she has like the tiniest little pussy.
She holds her chest.
It's so cute, yeah. We had to pay extra for it. My friend Shelter Dog's pussy is disgusting. Like, I see why they were gonna put that one down. No, my best friend, she lives in Austin. She's very liberal, and she's always complaining that the rest of Texas is very conservative. And I'm like, well, you're actually the problem there. You know, just like Israel. No, I'm not saying either side is right or wrong, but they are surrounded by Arab countries that hate them. You are the problem. Listen, I've been to Israel. It's not great.
Adrian shrugs, shifting on her feet.
It's just like hot and beaches. It's a lot like Florida. I wonder if Ukraine is worried that we're going to cut them off financially now. You know, Ukraine is kind of like America's stepchild, but Israel is like our real child.
Adrian winces, then reaches for her water.
You know, Palestine is like our trans child.
She sips her water.
They exist, but we don't want to talk about them. No, I don't know anything about what's going on in the Middle East, which is why I feel like I'm the right person to talk about it. I will say, isn't it a nice change of pace to see white and brown people fight in another country for a bit? Look, I don't know how to make Palestine happy, but has anyone tried giving them casinos?
Adrian grimaces, tilting her head.
I don't know.
She tucks her hair behind her ear.
I feel like it worked for us. Oh my God, the Native Americans are so happy. No. Maybe we could name some sports teams after them, you know? I don't know, the Palestinian paragliders? I don't know, I'm just talking. Obviously we could work this out. No, I don't know. I guess Hamas has to kill all of the Jews, and they got that directly from Allah, or like some guy they're hanging out with. It's kind of unclear. But even if they do have to kill all of the Jews, right? It does feel like the rapes were just for them. Right? Like when they get to the afterlife, he's gonna be like, that is not what we talked about. You really freestyled there. Yes. Hamas has to kill all of the Jews. They are really limiting it to Israel. Right, like if they wanted all of the Jews dead, wouldn't they do it globally? It's just local. Well, which lets you know it's not really about the Jews. It's about whoever is occupying that space. If Asian people lived there, they would hate the Asians, you know? Like, look at me. I've lived in the Bronx my entire life, so I hate Puerto Ricans. And what I am proposing is a little exchange program where we send the Puerto Ricans to Israel and send the Jews to the Bronx. And then you watch how quickly the Palestinians will be begging for the Jews back.
Like, she shrugs, lifting her palm.
Like, oh my God. Like, these people never sleep. Just always playing music. Yeah. The Jews go to bed, you know? They have jobs. Now, I am part Jewish, which, you know, I didn't want to bring up because we were having so much fun. But nobody knew that growing up. You know, I have a very Italian last name, and I also went to Catholic school my whole life, and I had blonde hair as a kid. So one day in class, my teacher said in front of everyone, she's like, you know, Adrian, if this had been during Hitler's era, you might have been one of the only people in the class that he saved. I was like, what a weird way to tell everyone I'm better than them.
She frowns, staring forward.
My mother's mother is Jewish, and that's how you get it. And,
Adrian grimaces.
I thought she was in the Holocaust. I told a lot of people that. My mom was like, you know, she was also just born in the Bronx. Like, well, she had a much longer train ride. I did get to go to Israel. If you have never been there before, you know, this is a good time to go.
Adrian tilts her head, smiling.
I'd never been there before. I was there on a tour, and me and my friend, we went to the Western Wall. Listen, if you've never been to the Western Wall, don't bother going. It's just a brick wall.
Adrian turns, holding her hand out to the brick wall behind her.
This place is owned by Jews also. So it's like being at the Western Wall. But so when you go there, they separate the men and the women from praying, and the women's side was very long, so I just went on the men's side. And that is highly frowned upon there. They're like, you cannot be on this side. I was like, why? They're like, well, the men cannot have any distractions. I was like, how do you know I'm not sent from God as a test? He was like, just go on the other side. You know, I go on the other side. It's just, you know, old ladies crying and young girls with selfie sticks, where if there is a God, he's not thrilled.
She bites her upper lip.
And, you know, being a native New Yorker, I just pushed everyone out of the way to get to the wall. But I didn't know what I was supposed to do when I got there because no one told me. So I just treat it like it was Santa Claus. Like, I want a new car. And I want to hit the lottery, give this lady whatever she wants. She's crying pretty hard. There's also little cracks in the wall, which people put little notes to God, because, you know, God can hear you, but he also likes to do a little bit of reading. Now, nobody told me that, so I just took the notes out and started reading them.
She reads her palm.
I'm like, yeah, he's not going to grab that one. I'm not very religious, but, you know, I did go to Catholic school my whole life. And when I was a kid, I used to have a crucifix, and the Jesus fell off. So what I would do is I'd make Jesus date my dolls. I always had to make him, like, extremely argumentative to explain why his arms were always up. Now he'd just come home from the market one day and be like, yo, bitch, where my slippers at? I'm not religious, but I do like to switch up my gods every couple of years, you know? They're kind of like cell phone carriers. You got to keep switching to get the best deal. So, you know, right now I'm praying to Allah. That's my God, but I don't think I'm doing it right, you know? I'm not praying on a rug, and I'm not praying five times a day, but I do find if you get him during his off-peak hours, You can get him to give a message to the real God. Well, no, I'm pretty sure they're all fake. But it's definitely not that one. Like, if we all died and went to the afterlife and it was him, wouldn't you be like, well, this is a bit surprising? You know, I thought, you know, maybe Buddha.
She flails her hand, smiling.
I did date a Muslim guy for a little while. He's like, you know, Adrian, Muslim men do not go down on women. I was like, I do not remember reading that in the Quran. Like, I'm pretty sure, he's like, you could beat him, but you still have to eat their box.
Adrian grimaces, then sips from her water bottle.
Can't be a total savage. No. I was supposed to go to Ukraine the day that it got bombed, and then it got bombed, and I didn't have to go. No, I know that's not woke. I know I should have went there and died. I'm sorry. Somebody was at a concert the other day that a fuck Putin sign. I was like, oh, do you think he got the message? Somebody knocked on his door. You're not gonna like this. People at this Lizzo concert are pretty mad at you. Are you guys still supporting Ukraine? Yeah.
She shrugs indecisively.
It sounds nice to say we're still supporting them, right? Kind of like how we feed homeless people once a year on Thanksgiving. Then a couple of days later, they're like, hey, we're still hungry. We're like, we just fucking fed you. Sometimes I think about the Ukrainian women that got sex trafficked to America like 5 or 6 years ago. You know, they're like, well, who's free now? No. I support Ukraine for about a week. Well, then I stopped and thought about it. I was like, you know what? Every week in this country, there's a school shooting and not one person in Ukraine has changed their profile picture to our flag. It's like the least you could do. One lady was like, you know they're in the middle of a war. I'm like, you know they're all still scrolling. No, we do. We have a lot of school shootings in this country. Some people would say too many. Some would say not enough. I think it depends what side you're on. Yeah, I don't know. If you do have kids and you love them, you know, you have to send them to private school, you know. Because there's, like, way less school shootings there. But, you know, I get it. You want to redo your kitchen. So. I'm just going to roll the dice. I get it. You know, who wants old countertops? Especially when everyone's going to come to your house after the funeral.
Adrian points to the stool beside her.
Yeah. He's new? Yes. Parkland was a very upsetting shooting, you know, because it happened on Ash Wednesday, which made it sadder because it just meant all those kids had targets on their heads.
The crowd sits at small tables to the front and sides of Adrian.
That was for Ari. A lot of schools have safe spaces for words, you know, not for bullets. Nah. Even if you go into one of those schools as a shooter, they'll be like, hey, you could shoot the kids, but please don't call them retards.
She splays her fingers and grimaces.
We don't want them triggered. Before they're murdered. Because then the meat won't be as soft. No. We did give Ukraine a lot of money. I just wish we would have fixed some of our own problems also, you know, like homelessness. Not gotten them homes, just put them all somewhere so we don't have to see them anymore. You ever have a homeless person ask you for money and you're like, I'm also not doing well.
She holds out her palm.
I'm just doing a little bit better than you. I don't know. I don't like whenever I see homeless people without shoes on, because I'm like, why doesn't he cut down those sneakers off the power line? If I was homeless, that's what I would do. All the other homeless people would be like, Adrian is really killing it. I was at a red light the other day, and a homeless guy asked me for money, and I didn't have any, but he was standing right near the trash. I was like, hey, would you mind throwing this out for me? And he was like, that's my home. Well, would you consider this a housewarming present? What else could we have done with that money? We could have given black people reparations. We never did that. That's pretty fucked up. If I was black in this country, I would be so fucking mad. But I'm not. So. Now, I still think it's fucked up. I like to do my own form of reparations. You know, whenever I'm in a store and the line is very long, I always let like a couple of black people cut in front of me. I just lean over. I'm like, hey, I know this isn't what we promised you. What else? We could have gotten rid of student loans, you know, but instead this administration did put more kids in cages, which is good. Like, well, now maybe if they start charging them rent, we get the rest of our student loans wiped clean. Oh, my God. Do you remember how much people pretended they cared about the kids in the cages? Oh, my God. We're all hypocrites. We're all still wearing Nikes. Those are just made by different kids in China that nobody cares about. Yeah, those kids would love to be in the cages. They're like, oh my God, I would love a couple of days off from work. I haven't been off since I'm 2. I would love a siesta. I had a pair of Jordans on the other day, and this lady was like, you know kids make those, right? I'm like, yeah, that's why they're so nice. You have to have tiny fingers to be able to get in between the tiny crevices. Listen, everything I wear is made by kids. I will not wear anything made by an adult. I refuse to buy from their competitors.
Adrian smirks, tilting her head.
Yeah. No, immigration, that's a fun topic in this country. No, that's why I like Republicans. They're honest about not caring about poor people. Like, yeah, we hate all of you, and we cannot wait for you to die. But Democrats are like, no, we love you, and we are fighting for you to not live anywhere near us. No. No, Republicans are also full of shit. Yeah, you guys hate poor people, but you need them to fight your wars and, you know, fill your prisons. Yeah, that's why they overturned Roe versus Wade. It has nothing to do with kids. Every abortion is a future soldier. Yeah, nobody with a trust fund joins the military. I'm dating the guys that come back from war. They're not good. The army's like, be all that you could be. You're like, well, save some. You're going to come back from war and nobody's going to care. Yeah, we don't care about veterans. What do for them? We give them discounts at ski resorts. I'm like, oh, cool. I have no legs, but I guess it's a thought that counts. Yeah. No, I did. I dated 2 Iraq war vets. They were both very fucked up. You know, not their fault. I don't know what you think is going to happen. You're going to send a kid off to war for 8 to 10 years. He's going to come back, and you think he's going to be a great Target employee. Yeah. My ex-boyfriend was very toxic. We'd always break up and get back together. And when we finally broke up, he was like, Adrian, if you do not get back together with me, I am going to kill myself. I was like, well, I'm not going to stop you because it would have been the only thing that you ever accomplished. No, he didn't even do it. So he still accomplished nothing.
She sips her water, staring blankly ahead.
My ex-boyfriend had very bad night terrors, and he'd just be like screaming at night, and then I'd have to just be like, get down! They're gonna get you. Oh, God. They hate you so much. I date a lot of guys that have PTSD. It makes sense. I'm a war.
She nods, smirking.
I'm like, oh, two tours in Afghanistan. Let's see if that prepared you for me. I date a guy that was a first responder on 9/11, which was hard because everyone always thought he was a hero. It's like, I don't know, I kind of feel like I'm the hero after him talk about it all the time. Also, I'm like, first responder. I'm like, you got there and both of the towers were down already. I don't know. At best, the 500th responder. No, I get it, though. You know, once you watch people jump out of the towers, it's going to be a real cakewalk when I throw your shit out the third floor window. No. I watched that documentary about Flight 93, and I don't know if you guys know or not. That's the flight on 9/11 where the passengers took over, and in my opinion, the best 9/11 flight. No, I don't know how you're ranking them, but for me, that one's up top. It's a nice and touching documentary, I guess. You know, people are talking about people that they lost, but, you know, you have to keep in mind, not all of these people were important. I saw one lady really struggle to come up with anything nice to say about her sister. She was like, well, she did karate.
Adrian shakes her head.
She made it to brown belt, and we'll never know if she could have went all the way. I stayed in a hotel recently in Fairfield, Connecticut, and the receptionist made a point to tell me that that was the hotel that the terrorists stayed at on 9/11. I was like, I'd rather you just tell me the beds are really nice. It doesn't actually help me. Yeah, you know what the terrorists did before 9/11? They all went to a strip club and got wasted, which is crazy because they all still made their flights. I do wonder, though, if people in terrorist groups, if they have friends outside the terrorist group, you know, just people that could just level with them and be honest, you know, maybe like a dog walker. Somebody that could just be like, look, you guys know religion is fake, right? How upset do you think the terrorists were in the afterlife when there's no virgins there and they're just hanging out with everyone that they just blew up?
Adrian exhales deeply, putting a hand on her hip.
Fuck, man. I'm sorry. I thought I was never going to see you again. Thought I'd be knee-deep in 13-year-olds by now. What? They're not white 13-year-olds. It's fine, you know? No one cares about them. They worry about the weirdest things in this country, you know? They were taking down all of the racist statues. I'm like, take them all down. Take down the non-racist statues also. Just to send a message. Let's do this. Take it a step further. Just stop talking about white people in history class altogether. Just totally deplatform us. And then in 50 years, there'll be no proof we did anything bad. Yeah. Keep taking our mistakes down. I don't care. That's great. No, at some point we're gonna have to accept that some old racist white men made great shit we don't want to stop using. My friend's daughter came home from school. She's like, they're gonna change the name of the Benjamin Franklin Bridge. I was like, oh, are you gonna also stop using electricity? Be a lot harder to do your TikTok videos on construction paper. Look, no matter how progressive you are, you have to ask yourself this. If you found out tomorrow that the air conditioner was made by somebody in the KKK, would you stop using it? No. You'd be like, thank God they were wearing all of those sheets. Man, it's so hot. Make the air conditioner. No. Regardless of who wins, I just want to keep hearing about Hunter Biden. He's one of us. Oh, my God. Doesn't he make you feel so much better about yourself? I'm like, well, look, if the president's son can't stop doing crack, how am I gonna stop? Now, he has been doing crack for a long time, which I do really respect. What is that saying? If you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. I had a friend that did crack with a prostitute. He's like, Adrian, crack is so good that I went down on the prostitute. I was like, that should be crack slogan. I was in a restaurant not that long ago, and Hillary and Bill Clinton were there, and I asked to take a picture with them. Not even because I like them. I just want to make a joke on Instagram about Epstein not killing himself. So we took the picture, and then Bill went to take a selfie with just me and him, and Hillary goes, she already got her picture. I was like, Hill, it's a little late in the game to be on it. You're about 30 years too late. Look, it's true what they say. He's very nice and charismatic, and she is not. Do you know how embarrassing it is that she lost to Trump? Look, if I was Bill, I would have been so embarrassed that I would have hired the same people the Clintons hired to kill everybody else that works for them and have them kill Hillary. Oh. I shouldn't talk about them because I do want to be rich. We all want to be rich. Not too rich, though. I do want to start right before it's okay to fuck kids.
She widens her eyes, smirking.
Well, what if I do it and I love it? I'm like, obviously that's a joke. I don't want to fuck kids. If I did, I wouldn't tell you guys. No. I know what you're thinking, though. Poor people also fuck kids, which is true. They do, but it's, you know, a lot sadder. No big party. Just one guy in a UPS uniform just walking to his truck like, man, I shouldn't have fucked that kid. This is not good. But, you know, rich people are on yachts high-fiving each other like, man, I can't believe we're fucking these kids. Holy fuck, man. Can you imagine getting lost at sea and you finally get to an island and it's Epstein Island? At first, you have no idea what's going on. You're like, oh, my God, there's people here that can help me. This is great. And you're like, oh, it's a lot of grandpas and their granddaughters. It's a little weird. And you're like, oh, that's nice. She's tying his shoe. Oh, my God, no!
Adrian's mouth falls open.
They all are. How long have I been lost at sea? What a weird predicament, right? You have to pretend you're okay with it because you need their help. You have to be like, yeah, I was just at this other island where nobody was fucking kids, so I left. Ugh.
Adrian gives a thumbs down.
I'm like, well, you know, how many kids do I have to fuck before I can use the phone? No. A lot of you guys look kind of young. Do you guys have kids, any of you? No, smart. I don't have kids either. I did that on purpose, you know? Because I am trying to stop pedophilia. That is the only way. We have to take away the supply. But, you know, sometimes you just got to be the change that you want to see. No, I get it, though. Somebody's got to feed the machine. So, no, listen, it's fine. My sister has a kid also. She's also pro-pedophile. And, no. she had a kid, you know, the old-fashioned way with a married man. And no, it's fine. She got him to, like, leave his wife and kids. No, I'm not, like, bragging about it, but you just never hear the success stories. So. I want to give people hope. If you want to fuck someone that's married, do it. Love is love. That's what progressives say. It's not just for gay people. Sometimes someone might want to fuck your husband or wife and you have to let them. Otherwise, you're conservative. No. If you ever do get the chance to fuck a liberal's husband, you gotta do it. Just to show them they're not as open-minded as they think they are. My sister's been fucking that dude for 10 years, and yeah, it's not the first time she got pregnant by him, it's the second. The first time, though, she did have a miscarriage, because even God was like, this is not a good idea. He's like, the first one's on me. That's a nice policy that God has. Now, my nephew is autistic, and, well, his dad's 60, so. Usually when kids have autism, they don't know why, but we all know. It's old jizz. Nah, you're not supposed to have a baby with someone that went through puberty when Nixon was in office. She likes to tell people he's on the spectrum, like, well, you have to be specific, you know, the spectrum is big. You know, is he, like, eating glue or he knows all the train stops? She'd be very upset if she knew I was still doing these jokes. She has asked me to stop, but, you know, my body, my choice. I was in a store the other day, and the cashier asked me if I wanted to donate to diabetes. I was like, well, my sister has diabetes, and we don't really get along. So, it's going to be a no. She was so confused. She was like, not even a dollar? I was like, I want to take money out. How do we defund diabetes? Because it's also taking out black men. That was just for some of you. No. Me and my sister, we love each other, but we're not super close. Like, we were talking the other day about the strength of mothers, and I was like, oh, you mean like emotional strength? Because women are very strong emotionally. She was like, no, physical strength. She was like, have you ever heard that if a child gets trapped under a car, a mom will find superhuman strength and be able to lift the car off the child? I was like, man, that's crazy they could do that, but they can't beat off an abusive boyfriend.
She furrows her brow pensively.
I mean, a Ford Festiva is 2,400 pounds. The average guy is like 190. It sounds like some of you have gotten beat. Well, no, I want you to know that it is your fault. You could have stopped it, you know, if you wanted to, obviously. It is weird, though. We all know about that one woman that lifted a car off her child, but nobody's ever met her. Anytime I meet a new mom, I'm like, was it you? No, that means it had to happen at least one time, you know? I mean, she's probably transgender. What? They're just stronger. Nobody will tell us why.
Adrian smirks, raising her eyebrows. She sips her water, closing her eyes, then turns back to the crowd.
My mom wants me to have a kid. I'm like, it's not going to happen. I'm 45. But just to make her happy, I asked my doctor. I was like, how much longer do you think I have to have kids? And he looked at me like I showed up 5 minutes before a supermarket was closing.
She widens her eyes.
I was like, I think you're done. Like, but you could probably get something at the deli. Yeah. Which is like, you know, the equivalent of adopting kids. Adopted kids are like the ham and cheese sandwiches of the deli. You know, you don't go in for that, but you settle for it. No, I would never adopt a kid just because I don't want somebody else's garbage. I know. My friend doesn't like it because it's about him, that joke. I'm like, well, I'm pretty sure your biological parents are glad they're not here for round three of rehab. It is hard to know what came first. Abandonment or crack cocaine. No, but me and my family, we're pretty trashy. I grew up pretty poor. And my sister's a little bit trashier than me, and I know that because after my dad died, she went and got a huge tattoo of my dad's face on her tit.
She shakes her head.
Well, it's supposed to be above her heart, but the picture she used is so big that it just looks like a headshot. She was like, what are you going to do for dad? I was like, nothing, you win. Dad loves you more. She also used a very bad picture. She used a picture where his hairline's receding. I was like, so the older you get and the more your tits sag, the more his hairline's going to recede? That doesn't seem like a nice way to honor dad. You can only see the tattoo when she dresses sexy, which I think makes it worse. You're like, well, I guess you're getting fucked tonight. I see the top of dad's head sticking out. Our stepfather, he died 6 months ago. I was like, you should get his face tattooed on your other tit. So when your six-year-old boyfriend jerks off, he could come onto a graveyard. Well, you know. Plus, he's also very homophobic. So I was like, your boyfriend, I was like, you could just make them kiss. All day. No. Me and my family, we grew up poor, and whenever you tell people that, they always want examples from your life just to make sure you suffered enough. I think you could tell if you're poor or not by the games you played as kids. Like, we never played teacher or doctor. We just played pregnant stripper and cashier. Which is way more fun. Yeah. I think we were poor, though, because my dad was a gambler and a mailman, and you can't do both of those things. Yeah. He wanted me to become a cop because to a mailman, that's like being president of the United States. I didn't want to become a cop, but he made me take the test, and I did well on the written part, and then they found out I suffer from depression. They're like, you can't be a cop and have depression, which I thought was weird because I'm like, I only want to kill myself. I don't know. Let's have some depressed cops. It can't be any worse. Look, if I was a cop and somebody came at me with a gun, I would just close my eyes and be like, I hope this guy doesn't miss.
Adrian stands with her eyes closed.
That's why I don't think gender roles as calculated as everyone makes it seem. I don't think back in the day they were like, men do this and women do this. No, I think everybody went out to hunt and all the women came back with nothing.
Adrian glances around at the crowd.
My husbands are like, why don't you just stay home? And gather. That's what they did. They gathered in a circle and talked about how much they hate their husbands. I think the first woman to have an orgasm was definitely by herself when that happened. She was like, there's got to be a way that this is enjoyable for me, too. One day out in the field picking berries, she just bent down, hit a twig the right way. Just kept doing it over and over and over again. All the other women were like, what are you doing over there? She was like, drop the berries and gather around.
Adrian smirks, closing her eyes.
What an interesting time to be a woman in this country now. They keep telling us they're going to put Harriet Tubman on money. We're like, hey, can you just pay us the same? Yeah, I don't know. I'd rather more Andrew Jacksons in my pocket than 30% less Tubmans. Doesn't actually help me. How long do you think it'll be, though, before guys just start drawing dicks on the money? Oh my God, you can't have a picture of a woman anywhere publicly without random dicks just pointed to her face. Here's a woman on the side of a bus. It's always a bukkake of cum everywhere. This lady writes children's books. Yeah. That is the reason why the Mona Lisa is behind bulletproof glass. I knew some college kid would be like, you know, it'd be really funny. The Mona Lisa was just sucking a huge black cock. And then, you know, on the other hand, in this country, they are taking women's rights away. You know, they overturned Roe versus Wade over religion. You're like, well, I don't know. God killed his only son, so you should be allowed to kill yours. Kind of seems like the most Christian thing you could do. Oh, yeah, one lady was like, Jesus died for our sins. I'm like, well, so did that baby.
Adrian shrugs and nods.
I did see some good signs, though, at the protest. One lady had a sign that said, I had an illegal abortion in Birmingham, Alabama in 1969, and I will not have another one. I was like, you're 70. Like, I don't even know why you're out of the house. You're going to break your hip. And look, I understand if you are religious, and you're like, well, abortion is murder. I'm like, it is. Just mind your business. People kill their family members every day. No one's marching outside their house. Casey Anthony is on dating sites. Unflagged. Do you guys remember Casey Anthony? She got away with killing her kid, and now she's dating a guy with a kid.
Adrian winces.
That make me very self-conscious. Like, wait a second, do you like me or you need help with your kid?
Adrian grimaces.
She had a fucked up childhood. I watched a documentary about her where she talked about how her dad used to sexually assault her before she went to school, which is brutal. First of all, I remember being in high school and how much I hated waking up for school. I can imagine also having to blow my dad.
Adrian frowns, lifting her palm.
Oh, my God. I didn't even finish my calculus homework. Why are we doing this right now? This is the worst possible time. Especially because my afternoons are wide open. No, it's still bad, but no one wants to wake up early. I was upset when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, you know, especially as a white woman, because she's like the last white lady you could publicly like. Just like her and the Statue of Liberty. Pretty sure the Statue of Liberty is transgender. Her hands are fucking huge.
She splays open a raised hand. Yeah.
My godchild, he just came out as transgender. Me and his mom were talking about it because she's very liberal and open-minded and cool with it. And I was like, do you think he is transgender? Do you think he's confused? Or is there like a small chance he failed every subject in school this year and doesn't want to get punished this summer? Oh, yeah, you can't punish a transgender kid, not in this climate. No way. Right now, if a transgender person murdered your whole family and you were being interviewed by the news, you'd have to be like, I feel so blessed.
She holds a hand to her heart.
They would choose to murder my family. I'm just so happy they can be who they are. Now look, I think you should do whatever you want as long as it doesn't hurt anyone else. You want to get a dick or cut your dick off or cut your tits, do it. I think the government should pay for it. If we can pay for most of every war, we can finance a couple of cocks. But, you know, it does make me think there's got to be a lot of loose dicks and tits in a landfill somewhere. We got to make sure it doesn't get into the ocean. Because then all of the turtles are going to choke on all of the cocks. Imagine the PSAs for that. Hey, everybody, please dispose your cocks properly. All of the turtles are dead. Except for that one gay turtle.
She strokes her face.
The media wants everyone to argue over transgender issues. What is the truth? 6% of the population is transgender, and they are all in the eighth grade. No, it's because it's cool. You know, and trendy. I get it. If I was in the eighth grade, I'd be so trans. Yeah. But listen, parents are worried for their... It's like, it's going to be fine. They're not all going to make it. Only a small percentage are going to go pro. Listen, if your kid's transgender and you're upset about it as a parent, what you need to do is you need to also transition, and then they won't think it's cool anymore. I asked my friend about gender reassignment surgery. I was like, so what are you going to do if they want to get it? And she's like, well, look, I'll always love my kid no matter what they do. But if they want permanent surgery, they should wait till they're a little bit older and their brain is fully formed. I'm like, that's actually a very logical, reasonable answer that you cannot say out loud without being called transphobic. Yeah. It's like, you can support trans people, not every single thing they're doing. Also, you should wait. You know, just think how much better the dicks and pussies are gonna be 10 years from now. Oh my God, you're not gonna wanna get caught dead with a 2023 pussy. My God, it doesn't even have a clitoris. Yeah, do you remember how bad Hyundai Elantras were 10 years ago? Now they're like really great cars. I do think transgender women are very pretty, though, you know. But that's the thing, like, no matter how pretty your face is and how nice your new pussy is, you're still gonna shit like a dude. There's no surgery for that. You'll be at work, they'll be like, hey, Elaine, you shit 8 times today. And most of it's on the wall. No. I don't understand why transgender people get very upset if you call them by the wrong pronoun. I'm like, look, you were born the wrong gender, so obviously you get mistakes happen. I do think it's going to be okay, though. And I know that because my godchild, born a boy, identifies as a girl, and they're dating somebody that was born a girl that identifies as a boy, so they're just a straight couple. No. I do think it's been a couple of hard years for everybody, you know. I do think that white women have had it the hardest. Oh, my God. Everybody hates us so much. I'm like, I don't know why. We're being the most helpful. But, like, anytime we see a black guy, we're like, hey, I'm going to call the cops. Look, not all white women suck. That's what I want to say. It's usually like the white women that are wearing scarves in the summer, you know, just getting upset by jokes that have nothing to do with them. You're like, why are you getting upset about this joke about Mexicans? Let Mexicans get upset about that. Why are you trying to take that from them also? But I figured it out. We just have way too many white women right now, and it's because we don't have any more serial killers. They were keeping down the white woman population. Whether you want to think about it like that or not, Ted Bundy was a hero. How do we repay him? Not well. We locked him up for doing the Lord's work. Now, people don't know this. Ted Bundy was a family guy. You just want to hang out with his kids and read to them and hold his wife's face while they fucked, but he couldn't. He had to be out there every night just killing white women so that black people could be safe. And when you think of it like that, it does make you think that Martin Luther King was a lot of talk. Now, obviously, I think they're both great.
She scans the crowd.
But, you know, let's be honest. MLK wasn't out there killing white women. He was too busy fucking them. Could have choked some of them out a little too hard. It's kind of like he didn't care at all. I guess what I'm trying to say is Ted Bundy has done more for black people than Martin Luther King. And he should also have a holiday. Guys, thank you so much. much for coming out.
Adrian lifts her hand to the crowd, then walks off stage. Text appears, written and performed by Adrian Iapolucci, directed by Louis C.K. Credits. Executive producer, Ari Shafir. Marlene Vigil. Produced by Leah Cohen-Zuckerman. Dark Queen song written by Nino Bless. Filmed at the Comedy Center. Thank you to Noam Dworman, Estee Adaram, Liz Furiati. Special thanks to everyone that helped make this special. An extensive scrolling list of names includes Noelle Winters and Matt Hertzing for watching Peggy Sue when I was on the road. My mom for taking me to my first open mic in Brooklyn. My sister's bad decisions, even though she will be mad when she sees this. All the clubs that gave me spots. Special thanks to all the comics who opened for me while on tour. In memory of Joseph Iapolucci. Special thanks for nothing to everyone who's called me Lapolucci instead of Iapolucci. My first manager who stayed in my hotel and banged a guy on my couch while I slept in the bed. My biological father. My Jewish grandmother for marrying poor Italians. Ari's autism. My next door neighbor who stole $3 from me, then lied to her parents about it and caused a war between our families. My dad would see her dad coming out and wait in his car for hours so her dad couldn't get his parking spot. Ari for his Kobe stunt and for almost getting us killed in Charlotte. My uncle who spent my sister's and I inheritance on gambling and toupees. To Kimberly's mom for starting a fight at my sister's kindergarten graduation, then getting beat up by my mom. Many charity shows I said I wasn't right for and then was removed from stage because I offended someone. I'm looking at you, Rowayton, Connecticut. A photo appears of Adrian, Louis, and Ari. Text reads, to Louis and Ari, this special would have never happened without the both of you. Thank you for being my biggest supporters and making my dreams come true. P.S. Please continue to do the road so I can pay my rent. 2024 Dark Queen Entertainment. Video description by Diffuse. Voicer, Vito DiFilippo. Script writer, Belinda Hubert.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.